The Fast Ferry Fairweather is now in a Seattle shipyard. When it returns to Alaska next spring, it will feature a completely new power plant. The deteriorating engines that were the subject of the state's long-running lawsuit with the engine manufacturer will be swapped out. Then its sister ship, Chenega, will go through an identical refit. KTOO's Matt Miller has the story.
It's still unclear what caused the rapid deterioration of the engines that powered the Fast Ferry's water jet drives. State attorneys filed suit alleging that German manufacturer MTU Friedrichshafen and MTU Detroit Diesel provided defective engines or recommended the wrong type of coolant. Or perhaps, as MTU suggested, it was the Alaska climate or crews driving the ferries too hard.
We've had experts and metallurgists and consultants. And, of course, MTU has, you know, equal talent, and there was a lot of different thoughts on what could have happened.
Alaska Marine Highway System General Manager John Falvey says the ferries were barely 5 years old, and the engines were unfortunately already reaching the end of their operating life. Falvey says they repeatedly bored out the cylinders and inserted interstitial rings to keep those engines running.
When you consider the cylinder, which is all part of the metal block of the engine, and that cylinder starts to erode and corrode, what you get into is a situation where you've got to be very careful that the engine is safe to operate.
East Coast Shipbuilder Director Shipyards dropped out of the lawsuit when the company declared bankruptcy. On the eve of a trial scheduled for April in Juneau Superior Court, the state of Alaska and MTU and Detroit Diesel, now known as Tognum America, suddenly announced a settlement to the three-year-long case.
Neither party is admitting any fault here.
The trial was off, and the ferry system would get 8 next-generation engines at no cost, 4 each for the Fairweather and Chenega, with MTU paying all the expenses of the refit. Plus, the state has an option to buy 2 spare engines valued at $1.5 million apiece.
I was directly involved in the final negotiations of that final settlement, and believe that the state got a very good deal.
The settlement also includes a 5-year warranty and maintenance agreement for both the new and the current engines, specialized tool sets, and training for Alaska Marine Highway System engineers.
And I think we won.
Senator Dennis Egan of Juneau, chair of the Transportation Committee, heaps plenty of praise on the state lawyers and ferry system managers for sticking with the case.
It was a win-win for everyone, actually. Engine manufacturer, the shipbuilder, it could have gone to trial. And you know how trials are, somebody loses. And I think they saw the handwriting on the wall, and that's why the settlement came to fruition.
It's absolutely excellent news. There's been a lot of questions on the future of the Fast Ferries.
Robert Venables of Haines, chair of the Marine Transportation Advisory Board, says the high-speed catamarans can serve some routes more effectively than the traditional, slower monohulls.
Looking very ideal for longer routes where the vessels can get speed going and get point to point and provide the service to these more distant communities in a timely manner so we can keep the operational cost of crewing down and get back in the same day.
Yeah, you definitely need to wear earmuffs down here.
With the new engines, both vessels could continue cruising at 32 knots for the remaining life of the hull, or about 30 years. MTU and Tognum America officials declined to comment on the settlement or the new engines, but Alaska Marine Highway System's John Falvey expects to continue to have a solid work relationship with the company, which he credits with keeping the Fast Ferries running. He believes that they set the gold standard for producing such specialized engines for high-speed vessels. The Fairweather is expected to return to Alaska service late next May. The Chenega will head down for its refit in October of 2014. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.